The executive order demands that companies with gross receipts of more than $1 million that receive more than $10,000 under a city contract pay their workers a minimum of $10.88 an hour. This would apply to all new contracts starting in 2 weeks. Mayor Nutter says the order applies to contractors and first-tier subcontractors.
I felt the time had come and that I personally had to take action, as I've tried to do so many times before, and protect the interests of our vulnerable citizens. No person who works for the city or on a city contract should live in poverty either. We must create ladders of opportunity.
Councilman Wilson Good wrote the proposed change to Philadelphia's city charter that demands a living wage for those working under city contracts. He says this is years in the making.
Since my original law was enacted in 2005, we've raised the wage standard from $5.15 to $7.72. $10.88.
Bishop Dwayne Royster of the group Power says he's optimistic the order will help the working poor, such as wheelchair attendants at the airport, but wants it expanded to include all city contractors, including nonprofits such as the ones that work for the Department of Human Services.
We believe without a shadow of a doubt that every contractor and subcontractor in the city of Philadelphia working on contracts for the city of Philadelphia should be obligated to pay the 21st century minimum wage and benefit standard, which is currently 150% of the minimum wage plus benefits.
Mayor Nutter could not immediately say how many workers would get a raise from the executive order, or even if the specific low-wage workers who have been the face of this campaign will receive the higher wage. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.